Good morning, Sperm and Aerospace.
Yeah, good morning. Is Yuri Owen?
May I ask who's calling?
It's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff.
One moment. Let me transfer you.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Uriel, how you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing well. I got your invoice and the copy of the check there that you sent us.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few questions. You got a few minutes? Okay, perfect. I actually have my underwriter who was looking at the file, Ruben, and he wanted to actually have a conversation with you as well, just to kind of get a better idea of where you're at on that and what you were looking for exactly. So is that okay if I transfer you to him real quick?
Sure.
Okay,
no problem.
Perfect. Before I do that, let me... pull up your file here and get it transferred for you. How's business going today?
Challenging as every day.
Yeah.
a lot of things going on.
Hey, you're always busy over there.
Yeah, it is. It's much more than what I wish, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also, I know that. Do you have what? Are you looking to get the full financing of what you paid for on the equipment?
If possible, yes, it would make sense.
It would make sense. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get ready to transfer you, okay?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, is this Yurio?
Yes.
Hey, Yurio, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke previously. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Ruben?
It's the end of the month and everyone wants their money, so I've been always asked to put it in gear. How about yourself?
It's end of the month. I'm trying to push the revenue.
Okay.
Everyone at the end of the month, right?
Look, running a business is hard, man. I think the people think it's easy. I've been with our firm for 9 years, and there's a lot of people that I talk to that are smart, and I also talk to some people that are just absolutely, they're just no idea what they're talking about. And I talked to a customer the other day, and they're like, yeah, you know, running a business must be great. You know, you don't have to answer to anyone. I'm like, excuse me? You have to answer to your employees, your banks, your lenders, your suppliers, your customers. You think you're going to kick back? No. It doesn't work that way. So it's pretty...
It's a never-end job. You are never out of your work, not either when you're at home, not either during the weekend.
Correct. Yeah. And so Jeremiah's been here for quite a while, but I've been here a long time. And so what I want to do is just have an honest discussion with you about what's available for your business. Look, if the numbers don't work... That's fine, but I think you've got to, and forgive my bluntness, I know a lot of business owners kind of have a lot of people whispering in their ear, and the way that I kind of see it is, 1 million people want to give advice. If you ask for advice, and you ask 1,000 people, you'll get 10,000 opinions. If you ask if you ask 1,000 people for money, no one will call you back. And so at the end of the day, this is truly your signature, your company. This loan doesn't go, of course, under your personal credit, but I just want to discuss how these programs work and what's available for you so you can understand. So from what I understand, you've got some people that are coming back to you saying the rate's too high, and they're saying, hey, offer some collateral, correct?
No, absolutely. I have no one come back to me. It's just my own decision. I decide with my head.
Okay. So the first thing I want to go over, and I'm going to break this up into manageable chunks. I saw the email that Jeremiah sent to me, and I just want to address it because it's in our documents. These are legal contracts, and there's nothing to hide.
Yes.
The rate that you're claiming of 43% is not accurate. Our rate, it's impossible. Because our documents have interest rates on them. The approval we have for you, it's a little different on how it's priced out, but I can just give you bottom numbers.
Okay.
The rate on 18 months, that's 1.5 years. So 1.5 years is 36%. So there's a 36% payback on 18 months. So that means effectively the cost of that loan, the rate on that loan is 36% over a year and a half. So if you looked at that same approval over, say, a year, what is it costing a year? Well, that's 1.5 years. So that's 24% in a year, or 36% over 18 months. Now, if you do it over 24 months, the rate is slightly different. I believe the rate we offered you over, if you just want to do it a straight year, is, let's just take a look, was, bear with me. And maybe I just want to make sure, can you confirm the numbers you have so I make sure I'm not misquoting you here?
Well, I have been told for 18 months on $150,000 loan, I'm going to repay back $204,000.
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Doing well, sir. I'm actually on the other line. Can I call you back in about 25 minutes? Thank you so much. I'm just on an underwriter call. Thank you.
Sorry, everyone wants me, even calling me on my cell phone.
No,
so you said the payback over for 150 over 18 months was what?
204.
Okay. So that means you're paying. Let's just take a look at that.
That's what I've been told.
That's accurate. So on the, number one, we have an approval up to 250, which I think is more attractive, more money, but your 150 approval over 18 months is 204. That means, do you have a calculator on hand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a 136, because 36%, you just take 1.36, you multiply that by the loan amount of 150, then that gets you to that 204. That means you're paying 36 cents on the dollar over 18 months. If you did a 12-month term, did you get the numbers for 12 months or no?
No, I only have the 15. That was a 198.
198, okay. So just to kind of give you an idea, that's fine. Let's give you those numbers. Let's just give you so what you have at your disposal. So the cost of that loan is, give me a second. Yeah, it's a 3.2. So that means that's 32 cents on the dollar over 15 months. If you want to do something like 9 months or 6 months, that's fine. Do you mind if I would just tell you, for these loans, generally the longer you borrow the money, the more you're going to pay back, but it's not a doubling up. And by that I mean you're not going to pay double the amount of 6 months. So let's say you borrow the money over 6 months on a cash loan basis. What you pay over 6 months, you won't double that cost over 12 months. And the cost you pay for 9 months won't be double over 18 months. So the effective cost actually goes down over time. And so most customers prefer to take the longest term that are doing this constant flip. But that's just how these loans work. Let's actually discuss about what you're trying to, because I have an invoice that came over for some type of equipment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you just paid cash for that, correct?
Yes.
Can I ask why you didn't finance that?
Well, there was not a specific reason at that time. I had the money in the account through the corporation, and I decided to just, I needed the equipment, so I purchased it, and I paid for it, and I had so many things going on that probably I didn't look at any type of financing.
And I think you're hitting the nail on the head, and I appreciate the way you're speaking to me. You're reasonable. Business owners have a ton of stuff going on. In a perfect world, I would go back to a year, I would finance that purchase for you for $75,000. You'd have a very small monthly payment over 5 years. But what you're trying to do, and I think there's no, my point is to explain it to you, you don't want to do a loan against equipment, and here's the reason why. If you've already purchased the equipment and it's been more than 3 months, are there programs where you can do this? Yes, but let me tell you why it doesn't make sense, so you have the information. Number one, this equipment's $75,000, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what's it worth now? Probably like $65,000 if we're lucky. Well, and by the way, a lot of this is sales tax. So are you going to get a loan? Yeah, you might get a loan that's a percentage of that equipment. So you might get like a $30,000 or $40,000 loan. It's going to drive you crazy, just, you know, the amount of paperwork you have to sign. You're going to have to pay an appraiser to go out and view that equipment. You're going to have to provide a lot of tax returns and documents. And I just, to be blunt, I don't feel it to be an appropriate product to save you, to give you $30,000 and get put you through a tremendous amount of hassle is not worth it. What I want to do is kind of just go over this loan that we have approved for you to kind of discuss it. And I understand that you feel this rate is really high. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So let's go over why you're getting a certain rate, because I don't want you to leave. The worst thing that we can do is have you exit this conversation thinking you're getting ripped off, because you're not. The first thing is, I noticed that on your credit, you have some very, very large personal credit lines, and I'm assuming those are against buildings. Is that correct?
Excuse me, what do you say?
Like, you have two lines of credit with a company called CNB. They're for $2.1 million.
So they
double reported. All right.
Double reported. That's what I've been told. It's only one.
Okay. And that's a line against a building. Is that correct?
It's against personal assets.
All right. What kind of personal assets do you have?
It's stock and bond.
Oh, okay. So you have like a trading account?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you got some money. All right, cool. And that limit is about $2 million, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you hold about $1 million on that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so can I ask you, what are the for them to give you a $2 million valuation, actually how much value do you have in those stocks and bonds?
3.8.
Okay. So here we're hitting the nail on the head. You've got what you're used to is getting very, very cheap money because that's secured against easily resalable assets. Now, we put a blanket lien, a UCC, on the business, but we don't have stocks and bonds. And so to walk you through our program, traditional cash loans, because they're based on revenue, are a completely separate program. Also keep in mind that our loan goes under your business credit. It does not appear on your personal credit. So if you do a loan with the Bank of Cardiff, it will not appear on your personal credit. I think my point is just going to educate you about the pricing and tell you what's available in the industry. And then if it works, it works. So generally, the way that these cash loans work is, number one, you're not getting ripped off. I can actually give you industry standards. The loan, say if you did a loan over for $250 or let's say you did a loan of $250 or $150, doesn't really matter over a year. The standard loan payback on that term is usually going to be about 25 to 30 cents on the dollar. And the reason behind that is because of risk. It's not the fact that you are having bad credit. We actually don't give loans to people that have traditionally bad credit. But
no,
it's because
I didn't complain absolutely regarding the credit. It was out of any discussions. I understand your approach. It's not that I didn't.
Oh, absolutely no. But you have good credit. But I think the biggest thing is I don't want someone to think they're getting ripped off. That's the worst possible. And I can understand. I used to be on the sales side. I know what you're dealing with. You're like, this is outrageous. This isn't fair. So my goal is to walk you through how you're priced out. The industry standard for a year term is about 25 to 30 cents on the dollar. The industry standard, and most companies will not do anything over 12 months. Now, the industry standard over 18 months is about 40 cents on the dollar. Now, let me tell you how these loans work. Generally, you're going to commit to the amount you're paying back. So let me give you an example. Let's say you borrowed $200,000. And let's say that your payback over a year was $250. We're just throwing that number for argument's sake, okay? That means, now these loans are renewable. And that means that once you're halfway into that loan, you can apply for more money. About 75% of customers need more money or want it. Not because their business is doing bad, but because they can use the money. However, the problem is, you're always committing to your payback. So on most of these loan programs, if you borrow $200 and you pay back $250, after 6 months, what is your balance? It's $125 because you paid back half, correct?
Yes.
Great. So what is a standard lender going to do? They're going to say, okay, well, you owe us $125. Your new loan amount, we're going to give you another $250 now, and you're going to use $125 to pay off that loan, and you'll get $125. But the customer goes, hold on. There's a lot of prepaid interest in that $125. How is that fair? And they go, well, that's how these loans work. How our loans work are different. So we actually will send you an amortization schedule if you want on our loan payments that put in writing that if you renew this loan and you use our loan to pay off your new note, which will probably happen, we forgive all the remaining interest. And that's part of the contract, which means that let's say you borrow that same $200 and pay back $250. That's just an argument. And after 6 months, you won't, and you renew, you won't be on the hook for all that interest. But I think where, and that's kind of a nice selling point, but here's kind of the avenues that I'd like to give you. If your transaction really comes down to rate, I'm more than happy to shave a few percentage points off of it, and I'll probably lower the loan amount. Because at that point, we've got to reduce our risk, and it's going to probably be around $50,000 or $100,000. My personal opinion is that $50,000 or $100,000 does nothing for a business of your size. It's going to make you feel good. Oh, I'm sorry?
In fact, it does not.
It does nothing. And I think sometimes in this line of business is that it does absolutely, it's like getting the greatest rate on a home loan, but you got to put 50% down. It's a useless conversation. It's like you ordering materials and someone saying, hey, I'm going to give you the greatest price on aluminum. You're just going to get it in 7 months. Well, that doesn't do anything for your business. So here's where this loan actually does work. This loan only works if you have a good return on investment. And to kind of recap the numbers that we went over is this, and I understand you're not happy, but this is just the truth. If you assume that it takes you 5 months maximum and you're only buying aluminum, your return on investment over 5 months is about, I think we looked at about 17%. So 17 cents on the dollar. That's worst case scenario. That means over 10 months, so let's just use a 250 example. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay. So if we gave you 250 and you put that full amount of capital to work, the full 250,
yes.
That means that your return on investment over 5 months, worst case scenario, is 17 cents. So what's 0.17 times 250? That's 42,500.
Mm-hmm.
That means that over 10 months, so two flips, 42,500 times two, is $85,000. So that means, and this is what I actually told one of my best customers who I actually still work with. I don't work with any outside customers, just my existing book of business. But this is the conversation I had with my customer. It's almost exactly the same mirrored conversation about a year and a half ago. Guy's name's Jason. I said, Jason, look, he was very unhappy with the loan. He thought it sucked. But this is the conversation I had with him. I said, look, at the end of the day, you're in a decision. Obviously, you're well aware that traditional local banks are not lending to small businesses, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I presented to him. I said, look, number one, we're obviously not here to save your business. Your business will do fine. If you don't take a loan, I'm sure you'll be kicking ass in a year. I don't doubt that. But I said, Jason, here's your option. Option one is, he's a very interesting kind of guy. But I said, Jason, here's option one. Option one is, and we give him a 250 loan. I said, option one, you don't take anything from me. And you come back to me in a year, and I'm sure you're doing well. Or option B is this. You take my loan. You make a lot of money off my loan, and then in a year, you'll never have to borrow money again because you'll have that cash in your bank account. Now, mm-hmm. Jason still borrows money from me because he's a smart guy, and he continually reinvests, and he's continually looking for opportunities. He's actually in the construction business. He buys equipment and materials from China. He knows what he's doing. But that's a conversation I'd have with you. If you can truly save, at a minimum, $85,000, make $85,000 off a 250 loan in 10 months, we're going to throw one more. That means in 10 months, you're making $85,000. That means in 15 months, you'd add another $42,500. So that means in 15 months, your saving at a minimum is $127,500. Now, that assumes only aluminum. That assumes 17% over 5 months. I'm going to take a liberty and know that you only will not just buy aluminum. I think that's pretty safe to say. And I think it's also, it's also 5 months is your longest, correct?
Yes.
So let's kind of play best case scenario. Let's assume a 30 or 40% return over 3 months. Those numbers go out of the water. I'm not going to run them for you, but those numbers are going to get much closer to 200,000. So if my feeling is you can confidently easily make 150 or 160 in 15 months. If you borrowed a 250 loan from us, the cost of that loan is $54,000. So the way that I would just tell you is it's the truth. It's a choice. Your business will do fine without this loan. And I understand the loan rate to you is high, but I would encourage you to look at actually the positive impact this loan can have instead of just comparing, you're comparing this to a product that really doesn't exist. You know, you're saying, well, look, I get a loan against my stocks. What is your interest rate on your stocks and bond loan? What is the rate on that?
Well, depends. It varies, but definitely it's not easy to go over double digits.
Yeah, because that is a nice loan you have against a massive trading account. Is that a personal or business loan?
It's personal.
Okay. And what are you using that money for?
I've used the money when I purchased the business. And,
okay.
To recapitalize the business. The money is basically here.
Okay. My opinion actually is this. This is kind of my opinion, even though people don't agree with me. I actually am very, with my book of business, I tell my customers, they're like, hey, I want a 2-year term. Do you know what I tell them?
Mm-hmm.
I tell them to take a 6-month term. Because I'm a firm believer that when you do really, really long loans, it kind of loses focus of what you're using the money for. So I actually encourage my customers, I tell my customers, like, hey, I want a cheap rate over 2 years. I say, no, take an expensive rate over 6 months. Because the reality is that if you have put your feet to the fire and you know what you're going to do with this money, you're going to be a lot more successful than bargaining over a few bucks. But my real opinion is, and just the information I share with you is this, at the end of the day, this is a great loan. It is more expensive than you want. But the reality is, if you can borrow our money, $250, and pay back $54,000, and keep in mind also, this interest is tax deductible. It's a loan, so you'll see the interest charges, although I can't give you kind of any tax advice. And additionally, having that renewal, I think it's something that you should consider instead of throwing it in the garbage. This loan does...
It's $150, right? Not $250. It's
$150. Oh, that's on $150. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Let me give you the numbers.
No, okay. It's good.
So the loan cost...
Sure, we were on the same page.
Cool. No. You're wrong. You're right. I'm wrong. So the loan cost, just, you know, if you took a $250 loan term to term, you're probably not going to take this to term. But if you took this loan, it's all about cost and return on investment. If you took this a $250 term all the way to 18 months, max it out, what would your cost of your loan be? Well, you have that small fee up front that's taken out of the loan proceeds, and if you took it to 18 months, it's $90,000. 17% on $250, I mean, and that's worst case scenario. That's worst case scenario is $42,500. The worst case, even if you assume the worst case, you've got 3.5 flips, almost 4. Worst case scenario, that's $170,000. Worst case scenario. So when you figure in the tax advantage, it's still a good loan, but I'll give you an idea of what is not a good loan. There's a customer that just came into us. They run a $17 million a year business. Are you familiar with, like, cell phone recycling? Like when you buy a phone and you recycle it?
No.
Okay. Have you ever gone to, like, those kiosks where you, like, turn in your phone and you can get some cash against it? You see them in malls? Okay. So that guy runs a $17 million a year business. Guess what his profits are on $17 million?
I have no idea.
A massive $170,000. And he doesn't pay himself as an officer on his tax return. So do you know what we did with that loan?
Mm-hmm.
We declined it. Because this guy cannot take our money. Doesn't matter that he has good credit. He cannot make enough money off our money. He tells us he can, but he can't. Yours is a different business. You have the ability to take this money and reinvest it. That's why this loan works. But to kind of tell you like it is, and I'm not really on your sales rep, yeah, the loan's more expensive than your secured stocks and bonds loan, but it's still a great loan nonetheless.
Okay, can you tell me, this is a weekly payment, right?
I can offer you, let's see, up to the 250, I can offer you daily or weekly, whatever you prefer.
No, daily is too much time consuming. Okay, so it's let's say we go on the 150.
Okay.
How much is going to be the weekly payment?
What term length?
The 18 months.
If you did 150 over, 150 over 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 52. That's 78 weeks in a year and a half, right?
That should be, yes.
Yeah, 26.15. I'm gonna run those numbers once more. So if you did 150 over, 78 weeks, 26.15 and 38 cents.
Okay, so if I go on the 15, it's going to be 2538.
Let's take a look. So hold on, What was your payback over 15 months?
198.
Okay, so 198, and so that's that should be 52, that should be 65 weeks, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so 188,000 divided by 65, I've got 3,046.
3046. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because I do have a little power here, and I do have a little power to play with your pricing on larger size loans. If we can offer you anything that's just something to earn your business, it's a little more attractive on a larger loan amount, would something of 200 to 250 interest you, or is 150 really all you'd like to talk about?
No, it's I could probably go on the 200. 250 okay. is probably a little bit too much for what I need now.
Okay. Here's what I can offer you if your loan goes above 200,000. If you go 200,000 or above, I can lower your cost by 2% on all terms.
Okay.
Regardless of the term you take.
Okay, so if I go on 200,000, how much is the amount I'm going to return on?
So let's just
both the 18 and the 15.
Yeah, so if we do 200,000, and we do this over, let's see, we do this over. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Dun, 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 dun. Give me 1 second. Where is the 18-month term here? So if we do this, if we do 200 over 18 months,
mm-hmm.
So 250, let's see, so 200 over 18 months, let's see, the payback would be 268. And so that means over 78 weeks, your payment would be $34.35, and then you wanted $200,000 over 15. Okay. Give me a second. I want to check this. Give me a second. I want to make sure all these numbers are accurate so I don't waste your time. Let's see. Da-na-na-na. I don't have that number in front of me, so I don't want to tell you something that's not accurate. So I'm going to, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm going to use those same numbers. That's a 134. So we had a 134 over 15 months because 1.34 times 1. Well, let's take a look. Hold on. You said your payback was 198?
On 15, on 150, yes.
Okay. So that's a 132. So if that was a 13 over 200,000, payback is 260, 65 weeks, 4,000. And then let me just give you the biggest number for 250, because you can kind of see what the differences are. So if you did 250 with this discount, you're looking at a payback on, of 335 and over 52, and then if you, over 78 weeks, it's 4294. And like I said, there's a UC place. We do put a blanket lien to protect our interest and, you know, to make sure you don't get multiple loans. But, you know, this is what I would tell you that's kind of the secret to this product that I think will make sense for you. So if you do a loan over 18 months, you will get a call from us, not in 9 months. You'll get a call in like 3 to 6 months at our renewals team. And here's how the renewals work. After someone sees you have a, we're like the gold standard in equipment financing and working capital simply because we've been doing this for 12 years. Most of the companies in our industry, there are some great companies, but they've been around for 3 or 4 years. So they don't really, they're kind of more new kids on the block. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So a lot of people try to poach our clients. It's the reality. They'll go to them and say, hey, look, Bank of Cardiff gave you 250. We're easily going to give you some more money. So in 9 months, if you do it, you have a halfway point. So if you do an 18-month term, you got 9 months. If you do a 15-month term, you got 7.5 months.
Yes.
Pardon me saying something very vulgar. Feel free to beat the shit out of our renewal team. You're going to come to them, they're going to try to give you more money. And you can press and press and press on them, and they will do a lot of things in their power to retain your business. That's just the way it goes.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
Yes.
Mario?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello. Yurio?
Hello.
Hold on. Hello? Hello?